Grecian Tales, traditional stories of quests and enchantments, narrated by Daniel Brandon, copyrighted by Chronicle Books LLC. This audiobook was recorded by arrangement with Chronicle Books LLC and was produced in the year 2024 by Echo Point Books and Media LLC, which holds the copyright thereto.
The Impossible, Maria Morevna. In a certain kingdom, there lived a Prince Ivan. He had three sisters. The first was Princess Maria, the second, the Princess Olga, and the third, the Princess Anna. When their father and mother lay at the point of death, they had thus enjoined their son, "Give your sisters in marriage to the very first suitors who come to woo them. Don't go keeping them by you." They died, and the prince buried them. And then, to solace his grief, he went with his sisters into the garden green to stroll. Suddenly, the sky was covered by a black cloud. A terrible storm arose.
"Let us go home, sisters," he cried.
Hardly had they got into the palace when the thunder pealed, the ceiling split open, and into the room where they were came flying a falcon bright. The falcon smote upon the ground, became a brave youth, and said,
"Hail, Prince Ivan! Before I came as a guest, but now I come as a wooer. I wish to propose for your sister, the Princess Maria. If you find favor in the eyes of my sister, I will not interfere with her wishes. Let her marry you in God's name."
The Princess Maria gave her consent. The falcon married her and bore her away into his own realm. Days follow days. Hours chase hours. A whole year goes by. One day, Prince Ivan and his two sisters went out to stroll in the garden green. Again there arose a storm cloud with whirlwind and lightning.
"Let us go home, sisters," cried the prince.
Scarcely had they entered the palace when the thunder crashed. The roof burst into a blaze, the ceiling split in twain, and in flew an eagle. The eagle smote upon the ground and became a brave youth.
"Hail, Prince Ivan! Before I came as a guest, but now I come as a wooer."
And he asked for the hand of the Princess Olga. Prince Ivan replied,
"If you find favor in the eyes of the Princess Olga, then let her marry you. I will not interfere with her liberty of choice."
The Princess Olga gave her consent and married the eagle. The eagle took her and carried her off to his own kingdom.
Another year went by. Prince Ivan said to his youngest sister, "Let us go out and stroll in the garden green." They strolled about for a time. Again, there arose a storm cloud with
sample complete. Ready to continue?